Welcome to Music Scene. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And I actually can't look across the table here at our studio in Thrive DTSP because I have the 60s are back. I have Ron Goldstein with me and Stacey Sankey. They are the Festive Florida Singers. Welcome, folks.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, it's so good to be here. Thank you.
I said the 60s, but you know, it's the 70s music. Uh-huh. That
polyester, please, baby. Polyester, please.
Well, you would know. Tell us a little bit about who FFS is.
So the Festive Florida Singers are a group of semi-professional and professional musical theater performers who perform around the whole Tampa Bay area in theaters that you would recognize, like 8 O'Clock Theater, St. Pete City Theater, Job Site Theater.
We were at Free Fall.
And Free Fall, all kinds of places, individually, and then us, we've also done that as groups. And so we put together these shows that are based on different kinds of themes, and we also do holiday caroling, and we do those for private and public events.
Now, the two of you met down in Gulfport, is that right, at the community theater?
Well, that's our first show together, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, we did Gilligan's Island, the musical, together. I was the skipper, and I have my favorite Marianne right here.
Yes, ready with a pie at any time.
Which we hope to recreate, too, soon.
And both of you have long chops. We're going to include a little bit of your bio in this, but this is really the festive. So I want to talk about 70s music is back.
It's crazy. If you go down to Goodnight John Boy, you know, downtown St. Pete, it's a multi-generational joy fest. That's how I would describe
it. Absolutely. It's the greatest era of music because mm-hmm. of the singers and songwriters that wrote back then were just wild. They brought you back to a time when music was, it was a story. It was about mm-hmm. love and life and peace and harmony and just good stuff. Not like the stuff that those kids listen to today.
Now, that's of course, the voice of Roy LaCroix, our DJ and our variety show host. But, you know, for us, I think the 70s music was something that everybody heard everything, right? Because the media was not dispersed across whatever eye device you wanted. Everybody mm-hmm. heard everything. And so, and it was just wide-ranging. I loved it because, of course, I grew up in that era, but it was an analog time, too, you know? So you had to listen to an entire album, which always cracks me up now mm-hmm. that my kids in their 30s all have vinyl. So it's goes around, comes around.
And you would just get up and dance.
That's right.
Because the grooves were there, and it made you feel phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's research now that says dancing is good for your mental wellness and for your health. And when you go to a wedding, all of the boomers are dancing, and the Gen X are on their phone looking like, what the
exactly.
heck are they doing? What is it about dance and nostalgic entertainment that really is good for the soul?
I think that the nostalgic entertainment part is, it's just like, it feeds your soul. It feeds your identity. It takes you not just to, oh, I like the sound of that, to where I was at the time. It's just fulfilling to the whole person. You know, like, you remember where you were, what you were doing. It induces memory. So it's a really positive experience.
Who are some of your favorite 70s artists, Ron?
No question. Being Roy LaCroix, I get the very wonderful opportunity to sing along with my great friends, Neil Diamond and Jim Croce. And that's my inspiration. They brought so much joy and happiness into living rooms during that era, didn't
mm-hmm.
they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no question. Those are my two favorites.
That's because you're big bad Leroy Brown,
hey,
aren't you?
Hey,
really?
Absolutely.
What about you, Stacey?
Well, I remember learning to sing along on the radio with Carole King and Carly Simon. And I remember thinking to myself when I was about 10 years old that I can sing the It's Too Late song just like Carole King. So I thought I was pretty cool.
Well, you know, it's honestly, you got a friend here, Stacey.
Yeah.
I got to tell you. I'm going to do this all day. Tell me who else is in the group.
The people who also do our Roy LaCroix variety show mm-hmm. include Tammy Lucas, who does a lot of theater in the area. Rudy Gonzalez, who also does a lot of theater.
She was our ginger and he was our professor.
That's
so
right.
Talk about staying on the island together.
That's right.
That really was a love fest when you guys all met each other down at the Gulfport, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's for that show. And then there's probably like 15 other people that perform with us, especially during the holiday time when we have a lot of caroling activity and stuff out in the community.
Stacey, give us the USA Today version or the TBT, Tampa Bay Times version, because we have one of our favorite editors here. We'll be talking to her in a few minutes. Tell us the USA Today version of how you got your start performing and how you got here to St. Pete.
Oh, my God. I think I started performing. I was probably like 6 years old in my basement, and I would stretch the curtain up across the back, you know, across the beams, the support beams, and bring all my cousins down there and tell them we are putting on a show for our parents.
Love it.
And, you know, of course, etched the groove into the Sound of Music and Mary Poppins and all that stuff. And then in college was doing a cappella music and all kind of choral things, and then went on to study opera. And, yes, the big voice stuff, which I always loved, and in my 20s. And then from there, we kind of ventured more into musical theater.
Wow. Ron, how about you? Yeah. Now, you know, Ron, I'm just going to say something. Ron is actually an echo scholar. I mean, he's a realtor in day, also has a headhunting company, but he actually knows more about environmental greening and buildings and hotels than anybody.
I remember we chatted. We did a whole article on it.
Yeah, and if you could play Fiddler on the Roof, you would. So let's tell
him. Tapia is my dream role. The one that I lost out on twice. No, I got my BS in business and in musical theater performance at University of Illinois. I actually studied with William Warfield, who is the gentleman that sang Old Man River in the original movie. He's the one that originated it. So loved it, fortunate. Was going to go into opera and got into some opera programs and then realized, unlike Miss Stacy here, yes, I have the voice to do it, but I had the passion more for musical theater. So that was my venture when I went into business and musical theater. And I've been doing it for 40 years on stage, both in Chicago and throughout Tampa Bay.
You know, I have very curly hair, and I'm looking across the room here, and I'm thinking these people have great hair. I want to ask you something about Roy LaCroix.
Yeah.
All right. How the heck? Who inspired Roy LaCroix, and where the heck did that name come from?
So Stacy and I kind of came up with it together. We just wanted to, because of the name Polyester Please, which is the original name of the show, we wanted to create a character, myself, Roy LaCroix, who is the host of this variety show for the last 5 amazing years. Roy has had the great pleasure of interviewing and performing with the best singer-songwriters from the 70s because to him and to all the people he brings out, it's really the greatest era of music. And like I mentioned, Neil Diamond, Jim Croce, James Taylor, they've been my musical inspirations as their songs all tell a story about life. And that's what Roy LaCroix likes to do, is just share his life and joy with audiences worldwide.
Mm-hmm. There's such a mensch, what can I say? Stacey, you're also a vocal coach.
Yes.
Yeah. And musical director.
Yes.
Yes, and a lot of other things. So that's, you know, it's just unbelievable. So I want to talk about the support you've been giving to our friend Hannah, who will be opening the Beach Theater. Thank you. In St.
Cannot
Pete
wait.
Beach. Oh, so tell us, you actually performed there.
Well, we're going to – well, we haven't performed yet.
No,
we're
coming up. The upcoming
we're
show.
Coming up on Sunday, July the 27th at 10 o'clock. We're doing a free performance in their brand new, amazingly beautifully renovated theater. It's so pretty in there. We got a sneak peek a couple of weeks ago. And they're having what they're calling an open house series during the Corey Avenue Market. So when you get a little hot and you want to go in and hear some 70s tunes, you can come in, get some refreshments, and enjoy our show.
And, you know, they just sold out the Barbie there. And she is an Eckerd College graduate. Folks, I encourage you to listen to Stephen Riordan's Big Broadway Energy. He interviewed Hannah for us. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother's amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's just very exciting.
And they're bringing community back, which
yes,
is great.
They're bringing community back. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back to the Roy LaCroix and Stacey, do you have a stage name as part of the –
Yes, I am Carolyn. What's my last name?
Clay.
I'm Carolyn Clay. I'm Carolyn Clay. So we all have little stage names for ourselves for the artists that we cover, and I'm Carolyn Clay.
And just in case the 70s isn't your era and you want the 60s, you also have a little 60s
yes, I do.
As well.
Mm-hmm.